Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When you think about cyber security, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, they had a meeting, and the meeting was about cyber security and the Internet of Things. And he said his greatest concern is the Internet of Things. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
Israel is one of the most advanced countries in the world in cybersecurity.
Israel is at the cutting edge of cyber defense, and we can use all the help we can get.
Dr. Eviatar Matanya, head of the Israeli National Cyber Directorate, said there are several reasons.
One is our need and notion of security, and cybersecurity is a part of security in general. The second one is our high-tech industry. And the third one is our security forces.
Matanya spoke to CBN News in Tel Aviv during one of the world's largest cyber trade conferences, CyberTech 2017. Matanya says a major challenge is that cyberspace doesn't have borders.
We talk about, for example, the electricity grid of nations. We talk about transportations, airplanes, vehicles. We talk about the banks, the financial sector, or healthcare systems. Whenever you use computerized systems, it is also vulnerable to the bad guys.
President Trump's advisor on cybersecurity, Rudy Giuliani, told CBN News, "We're not in a cyber war yet."
I don't think it's a fully declared war or a complete ongoing war, but we have a lot of cyber attacks for different reasons, and of course we have a great concern in the United States with cyber attacks from terrorists, not just from nations.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu plans to discuss cybersecurity when he meets President Trump.
The Internet of Things can be hijacked by nefarious actors for dangerous purposes with dangerous results. Again, what you see today is going to get a lot worse in the future if we don't band together.
Cyber consultant Chaim Tomer is a former head of intelligence in the Israeli Mossad. Tomer told CBN News international cooperation must improve.
We are all getting into the psyche that we need to protect ourselves. It's before the 9/11. We still need this kind of wake-up call to understand that we need to do much more in order to protect the Western civilization.
That includes the IoT, the Internet of Things, which ranges from smart appliances like refrigerators linked to supermarkets to telemedicine and beyond.
The biggest challenge of the humankind will be the IoT.
Erez Kreiner, former director of Israel's Cybersecurity Authority, gave a chilling scenario of the dark side of this technology.
Now think that you're driving your car and suddenly from your media system, you hear, all right, this is John, the terrible guy. I hacked your car, and if you don't transfer now that kind of money to my account, just look what I can do. And then he accelerates the car, and then he stops the car.
For now, the mission is to find out how to stop the bad guys before they can disrupt life in the West and the rest of the world. Julie Stahl, CBN News, Tel Aviv.
This is so amazing. You know, we're gonna dedicate tomorrow. Make sure you catch our program tomorrow, because we're gonna explain in detail the Internet of Things. You'll be surprised that your refrigerator's talking to the internet, some people's toasters, their cars, when you're riding down the road, traffic lights. If you go down interstate highways, that on the interstate, every tag on the interstate is read and filed away. So if 5,000 cars pass by, it looks at the car, it sees the tag, it records that it passed by at this time, whose car that is. I mean, she's doing all this stuff right now, just gathering it all up. And this Internet of Things, tomorrow we will explain in detail what that means, how it could just change everything, although there's some great conveniences with it. But when you give up control, you give up your freedom. And so we're gonna talk more about what does that actually mean. And as Christians, we have to think about, you know, it's all about a beast economy. It's about the economy. People are not gonna be able to buy or sell in the last days because some particular city is out there that has some sort of government that's controlling all the trades that are taking place, you know, in the world at that time. And so tomorrow, make sure you join us tomorrow. It's going to be dedicated to understanding the Internet of Things and the cyber threats we might be facing. And it also will educate you. This is amazing, you know, that you know, the Lord's been speaking to us, you know, early on, and we've been having some different broadcasts talking about the Internet of Things mm-hmm. and how, you know, it is coming to pass how
yes.
that you can track every purchase, every sale, and we're just going right into it. The Lord will be talking about in the program about how the Lord gave me a prophetic vision about what's going to happen to paper money, you know, and how the Internet works, and every people that say, well, I'm not going to put my stuff on the Internet. I'm going to handle it myself. And so they call the bank up and they said, hey, let me give you my information. And so the person you're giving it to is like entering it on a Ethernet or Internet, you know, in a shared type, you know, server there.
Many people think today that we have a lot of technology today, but we haven't seen anything yet. I just heard someone say that we're transitioning from the Internet of people to the Internet of Things, as you were discussing, but they can't recognize that every single thing in your house is going to be connected to the Internet. Everything.
And you know, I mean, you know, I'm like Rick Joyner, and he talks about this. You know, that hey, it's great. You know, we got these. You know, by the way, if you read the scriptures, you know, that when the Lord, there's going to be a point. We've got a 1,000-year reign that has not yet happened on Earth. So the Earth's going to be here for at least 1,000 years. A 1,000-year reign. And so when we're building and establishing things, you know, we're not just building things so temporarily. We're not building things so they can just be thrown away or just for our lifetime. We're trying to see how these things can be used. So you think about it that, you know, it's kind of selfish for us to think that we're not going to keep our grass growing and the cows living in the and the crops, the earth, taking care of the earth so that there can be a 1,000-year reign here on earth. And but either way, you know, when the scriptures, when Tyndale and all wanted to be able to take the Bible and rewrite it and make it available to common people, they said the same things then that they're saying about technology now. When radio happened and they invented radio, they just said that's the end of privacy, it's the end of everything. You know, then when television, you know, came to pass in the 50s, they were thinking it is over.
That's it. That's a big one.
Everything gets preached against, and as yet, but there's preachers all over TV. We're on TV, and we're spreading. It depends what you use it for.
Right.
And I guess the biggest thing is that, you know, we got to live our lives in such a way that we're honest about that we needed a Savior.
Amen.
That there's no one good but God. And even when Jesus was stopped on the roadside, and they called him good teacher, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He said, who are you calling good? The only
that's
one
right.
that's good is God. And the only people that struggle are people that struggle with a religious spirit, and they're trying to look good, even though inside they know that they're the same as everybody else.
That they're not good, right?
It is only by the grace of God and the good that you do see in our lives as Christians. It's just God doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
That there's no way.
No.
If you only would have known, Pat. I mean, there's just no way we could have done this. There's just no way possible, but it's just God doing it. It takes a lot of pressure off of you.
Yeah.
So if you live your life that way, when everything is known, it's only the religious people that will persecute you. You know, so you don't have to worry about that. They were already persecuting mm-hmm. you for going out there. But understand this, the people that are held captive by a religious spirit, you know, pure religion is this, that he that defends the cause of the fatherless and takes care of the widow and loves, just loves, you know, mm-hmm. and speaks truth. You know, truth is love. But it looks like everything that has been, can be known, is going to be known.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be known. And what's going to be found out, the same thing that Steve Hill said in the Brownsville Revival. He said, everything that you ever thought of today
mm-hmm.
was written up there on that wall. You know, he was preaching to people, and everybody like, they'd run to the altar. Well, today, pretty much people today, if they just think about it, they get on Google and search for it. And so Google and all these people are gathering this information on everybody, and it's like, you know, it's just part of what's it's just part of what's going on. And so you gotta join us in our next program, because you're gonna understand the Internet, how it works, Internet of Things, and you can't really pull yourself away from it. You can withdraw as much as you can, but you're just as safe as your friend and families treat your information.
That's right.
For example, you could take all your contacts and you could protect them. But the person that has your information, they don't care, and they're throwing your stuff up in their system.
They're going to upload your contact, your email into another app.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. And so it's like, you know, it's just time for us to use everything we can for the limited time we have to be able to preach the gospel and let people know. And this, I mean, we have over 100 countries At the end of last year, we reached over 100 yeah. countries with our program and with teachings and all the things that we're doing. And I mean, why would you want to ride a ship and a horseback to get to one town to talk to two or three people, you know, when you could talk to the whole world
instantly.
And also that this great revival that's coming, it's going to take everything to be able to reach them right away. And this is how they're listening. So make sure you join us on our next program. We're going to break down the Internet of Things, the very thing that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, this is my greatest concern. We'll catch tomorrow's program because we will go over it in detail.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.